Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1788. The topic is Q&A and the title is, At What Age Is It Safe for Kids to Lift Weights? We had someone reach out on social media and ask that question. I will give you what is my opinion, and the reason why I say it that way is I wouldn't want anyone to tell me what to do with my kids when I have them. So therefore, I'm not going to tell anyone what to do with their kids. So this is just an opinion. You can go gather other opinions from people in the field. Take whatever stance that you feel comfortable with. My opinion is, really at any age, if a child shows interest in learning about lifting, then hell yeah. I would embrace that. I would teach them. I would focus on good form. And keep things sub-maximal, like not really weight-based, but like how well did they move? Focus on the fun of it, focus on the like technique, something about the movement that is other than the weight load on the bar. Weight training will not stunt growth. Actually, weight training promotes thicker, healthier bones. So it's the complete opposite of stunting your growth. Weight training will not cause muscle ruptures. Just stay away from one rep maxes. You don't need, you know, young kids like deadlifting until their face pops off or squatting some crazy weights. You can do bodyweight challenges, jumps, push-ups, pull-ups. You can do barbell movements. Just focus on quality, not quantity, not amount of weight. There's actually competitive categories for youth in powerlifting, which is a primarily weight-focused sport. The judging is mostly focused on technique. The intent is to promote healthy life habits and a healthy mindset towards physical activity. So the intent is, yes, if a kid wants to move around, be active, hell yeah, embrace it, enjoy it. Don't go for how much can my 7-year-old deadlift. That's maybe not the best approach. You know, if you have a 12-year-old, don't max out their squat weight. Like, give them something that challenges them, but still has room, you know, to where they're not going to get immediately injured if anything goes wrong. What I plan to do with my kids when I have kids, everything. I mean, I want them to do bodyweight movements, explore full range of motion, weird positions. There's actually videos and stuff I've saved for when I have kids, which, you know, is my typical nature, like a decade before when I would need it. YouTube might not even exist, but I have videos where people are doing like bodyweight jumps in different positions of animals. They're doing bodyweight crawls in different positions of animals. Things that are fun and weird, get them into like odd positions, full ranges of motion, stretched muscles. Try to strengthen the tissues through all positions. That's going to help them learn body awareness, body like proprioception. They're going to help with overall mobility and the quality of movement. Great stuff. I would be happy and excited if they wanted to do jumps and like plyometrics and explosive bodyweight stuff. I might focus for youth at jumping up onto something or jumping for distance. I'm not going to necessarily have them jump down because that's going to be multitudes of their body weight. So we might jump up to something, then step down. We might do bounds, like jumps for distance. There's a lot of variations you can do. Two-footed jumps from seated position, single leg jumps, a lot of fun stuff. You can do weird weighted stuff. Do odd carries. You can do weighted throws. Just stuff that makes them move weights around, but in weird angles, weird pathways, weird positions, just to strengthen the connective tissues, the muscle tissues, and again, learn like what their body can do and how to move it. If we're doing squats and deadlifts, we're going to do submaximal, where, you know, it's something like a weight that kind of pushes them and challenges them, but nothing that's, you know, going to max them out. For upper body, I know there's a lot of like pushes and pulls. A lot of times younger kids get focused on bench press. They don't do enough pulling movements, so they end up overdeveloping the front of their body. So I'd like to teach my kids to love like pull-up challenges and pull-up PRs and things that involve like good upper back development. I want them to learn hinging mechanics. Oh dear God, when I have trained youth, how many of them bend through their rib cage and lower back is just insane. The glutes are so damn tight. Just from lack of coordination, from sitting around all the time, lack of development. So I want them to learn hinging mechanics. I want them to learn how to bend and pivot through the hip sockets, not their lower back. So I would encourage them doing, you know, deadlifts, single leg deadlifts, Romanian deadlifts, Bulgarian split squats, lunges, a lot of weird fun movements that get them hinging and moving through the hip sockets rather than the lower back. I would be excited, you know, if my kids are interested, and I'll promote movement that they seem to take an interest in. Whatever they seem to like, then hell yeah, we're going to do more of that and expand on it and kind of deep dive into it. I'm looking forward to it. And I believe, based on what I've seen from training youth and from the research, that as long as the focus is on quality and fun, not maximal weight loads, that weight training, it really any age, is super fun. You know, if the kid shows interest in it and they want to do it, embrace the hell out of that. One of the other great things about it is it's a dovetail into learning about food. You can teach them that food is fuel and what food can do for how they feel and how they perform, not only based on how they look. So there's a lot that you can kind of expand upon in regards to building healthy habits, discipline, mindset, motivation, willpower. I mean, gosh, you know, if a kid's interested in exercise, see if you can get them to be diligent about getting up a little early. That would be great to be able to learn as a preteen or teenager the benefits of getting up and starting your day proactively rather than sleeping in and, you know, being a lazy bum. So you can kind of use it, not against them, dear God, don't do that, but use that as a way to kind of enrich their life and help teach extra things. When kids are struggling with exercises, it's a great way to teach them how to deal with just struggling to learn new skill sets, showing them that they can actually do it if they try a little bit harder and give a little more time. Maybe you can give them some coaching. It just shows them what they're capable of, and it can teach them a lot of really healthy emotional and mental habits, and it's just, to me, it's such an enriching opportunity of life that I would embrace the hell out of it. So for the listener that sent in the question on Instagram, again, the question was, at what age is it safe for kids to lift weights? I really think it's any age. You know, just keep the focus on fun, keep the focus on quality and technique. Don't worry about maximal weight loads, and I think you'll be okay. Cool. Like, for example, one of my best friends, he has six daughters, and from a really early age, he's taught them how to move well. He would show it by exercising in the morning in his home gym. They would see him doing it. They would say, like, hey, Dad, what are you doing? And he's like, well, come here, and I'll show you. You know, they get into, I remember one of his daughters tried to show me how many push-ups she could do, and I was like, that's freaking awesome. You know, I love it. It's super fun. Get them into healthy life habits. Get them understanding the benefits of healthy nutrition, the benefits of exercise, and an active lifestyle. It's an awesome opportunity. Take it, run with it, have fun with it. Okay. If you have any follow-up questions, just shoot me an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you'd like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.